Two local women are joining forces to help buy protective vests for Ukrainian citizens and friends fighting against invading Russian soldiers. The Vest Project, a nonprofit association created by Cindy D'Agostino and Lori Burns, is raising funds to buy defensive safety gear. We have Ukrainian friends in our community, in Ontario and in Canada, who have family in Ukraine who have been displaced or left behind to defend their country, which is now being devastated, says D'Agostino. There is no room for complacency. Everyone needs to act now because this could be the beginning of a larger plot by Vladimir Putin to retake countries that were once a part of the Soviet Union. It's our moral duty to outfit as many freedom fighters as possible, added Burns. People have been unsure what to do to help. We're providing a platform where people can join in. Our goal is to provide the opportunity for people to support the frontline defenders, through donations. All funds go directly to the purchase of non-lethal defensive protective gear for the freedom fighters of Ukraine. The vests are surprisingly expensive. D'Agostino tells Beta Day that the lowest military-grade vest fully outfitted runs over $1,300. The vests and armor plates are separate. There are front and back plates that get inserted in the vests as well as two side plates. These would be what's called level 4-inch vests and is the minimum needed to protect someone from bullets and shrapnel. Then there are helmets, goggles and gas masks as there is now a threat of Putin using chemical weapons. The vests fill an important need as other groups cover immediate life-sustaining priorities such as food and medicine. The Ukrainian people are having to fight for their lives, to prevent the massacre of civilians, according to the group's website. Since many governmental and non-governmental organizations are focusing on humanitarian aid, we decided to put our efforts into raising funds to support the purchase of non-lethal, protective gear. We've teamed up with Ukrainian organizations that have established supply lines for this gear, some for as long as 8 years or more in response to earlier conflicts in Crimea and the Donbass region. As well as accepting immediate monetary donations, the women will be organizing fundraisers to raise awareness of the campaign to enlist further support from the community. To donate, go to their website or to volunteer, contact Cindy D'Agostino or Lori Burns at 705-477-2011, at info@thevestproject.com.